Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Drivers are being warned about a wave of scam texts being sent from fraudsters targeting toll tag users. It's something we're warned about, of course, on a regular basis. Do not click on links texted to your phone. Do not enter your banking information. We're all aware of the sophistication of text scams. But what do you do when you realise too late that you have been scammed? How do you lock your bank account or freeze your money so it can't be taken? Well, Niamh Davenport is the head of financial crime with the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, and she joins us now on the line. Niamh, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And as I say, you know, I mean, it's not like we're not warned about this. We hear the ads and we get the emails from our banks and all of that warning us not to click on links. And yet we do, including myself, last night, clicked on a link. And it actually, the thing is, it made me realise there's a weakness in the system, because the problem was I clicked on a link and entered way too many details because I was busy eating my dinner and watching a programme and also scrolling on my phone at the same time. The opposite of mindfulness basically is what I was doing. And I clicked on this link for eFlow saying that I hadn't filled out the terms and conditions to allow my eFlow account to continue. And I sort of absentmindedly putting in information and then realised I'd put in my registration number for my bank and my personal access code. And when I clicked send on the personal access code, I realised, what am I doing? And I tried to close the window, but it was too late. And then I tried calling my bank online. And of course, they were shut because they only operate 9 to 5. So now I'm in a situation where I know that I've given my bank details, access to my online banking account, to somebody, and I don't know how to shut it down. And I had to start Googling sort of frantically, trying to figure out, you know, what do I do? And I looked at the security page of the bank and it didn't tell me what to do in this situation if this happens to you after hours. And eventually I came across the credit card fraud number, which wasn't what had happened to me, but it said, if you've lost your credit card, you can call this number. And I just thought, I'll try that, because at least I get to talk to somebody in person who might be able to access my bank account. And she told me in this instance to enter my personal access code wrong 6 different times and that would lock my account. But that took about 15 minutes, and in that time the person had added a different phone to my bank account and had attempted to make a couple of transactions in the 15 minutes.
The fraudsters are really quick, and they're waiting for somebody to literally respond with their information, and they're going to act on it straight away. So with any type of scam, one of the key things I'd always say is time is of the essence, to report it to your bank as quickly as possible. And the banks do, as it have that number, which is 24/7. And probably, I suppose we describe it as a card or lost or stolen number to reporting your card 24/7. But you can report, you can use that number if you feel like you've handed over your bank account details also, because it's something, I suppose, previously we wouldn't have handed over bank account details, it would have been card details. So it is that number, and it was the correct number to call. And all the banks have a 24/7 number. But the other way maybe, which people don't realise, is that you can freeze your card details is through your mobile banking app. And again, all the banks have their own variations of it, but it's to go in and have a look on the app, and you'll be able to go to a card section on your app and freeze your card or cancel your card as well.
But would that stop somebody from going into your account and transferring money out of it?
No, that's specifically for cards more so. So if you've given away your account number like you did last night, I would recommend ringing that 24/7 number, even if you think it's not necessarily the right number for your situation. Just get it is a 24/7 number, so they'll be able to help you.
And this is where I did wonder about it, Niamh, because, you know, I'm sure the banks don't want this happening any more than people want it happening to them. And I would have thought it should be much more clear that this is not just a credit card fraud number, because even when I called the number, there was an automated voice before I got through to anyone telling me this line is only for if you have lost your credit card or if you think there's fraud in your credit card. And I thought, this person isn't going to be able to help me because I haven't lost my credit card. You know, so I could have been put off by that, you know.
So actually, I think it's something we should probably take back to the banks to make sure that everyone is clear on what number to use, because and every bank is slightly different. So it is important that people realise what the number is. But I would always say, if in any doubt, you know, just use the number there's a number actually on the back of your bank card, and use that number, and they'll be able to help you 24/7.
Okay, so and every bank has a 24/7 number on the back of your bank
card.
They
do, yes.
And they will be able to help you if your bank
is. Just where the signature piece is on the back of your card, there should be a number there. And it also gives you a number if you're abroad as well, just to, that you know, you won't be able to necessarily ring certain numbers from abroad. There is a number that you can ring from abroad written on the back of your card.
And in terms of locking your account then, is there any universal way to do that? Like in my situation, as I was told, enter the PIN number wrong 6 times, but it's actually quite very specific. I'd enter the PIN number wrong, but not the same wrong PIN number 6 times. So it had to be a different wrong number every time for 6 times.
There's
you
not
know.
A universal way as far as I know.
Should there be?
Yeah. I suppose it's all because of the legacy systems that banks have. It's probably a difficult one to say that there should be, but I get from a consumer point of view how that would work. But I guess each bank has their own way of doing things. So it's a bit like, I would suggest, having a look at the apps that if you're on mobile banking, is there something there that you can do? It's always, we always need these things in an emergency situation, but we're not necessarily always aware in advance of what's there. It's always when you need the number and you're trying to act quickly. But to each app and each bank would have their own kind of ways of doing things. So I'd have a look around the app and be familiar with all the different facilities on it. So, I think most people, it's what, like your phone, you use it just for, like I just use my phone for photos and making calls, and I don't know what else it does, but it's a bit kind of the same with the banking app, just to know all the features and a bit, and then what you can do on it.
Just slightly in my defense, I had got a text message the previous day from the company that I'm going on holidays with a link saying you haven't paid the balance and you need to follow this link immediately or we're going to cancel your holiday. And that was a real link. It's not always the case that links are wrong. That's all I can say.
Look, the thing is, and I would say anybody can be caught out with these scams. They are very clever. They are designed to trick us when we're busy, when we're doing things. Like you were saying, you were multitasking last night. So, it is designed to catch us out and kind of make us act without thinking. And got to better do that before I get a fine or before my account is deactivated. And the scams will evolve. So currently, like you said, we're seeing the eFlow scam. Before, we saw a text message scam during COVID saying click on the link because you're a close contact. So they'll always use something that's relevant and they'll adapt it. But the one common thing that's always in it is the link.
Okay.
But then unfortunately, like you said, there are companies out there
that actually send real links. Yeah.
Yes. But it's knowing, is it an unsolicited text? So last night, like your eFlow text was an unsolicited text. Mm. However, maybe you are expecting a text, and that's how the fraudsters catch you.
Okay.
I mean, I can only speak from the bank's point of view, but what I would say is a bank would never put a link in a text message.
Yeah.
They may text you to say there is a suspicious transaction on your account, but they'll only ask you to reply, to say yes or no, that it was you that made the transaction.
Okay.
They'll never ask you for your financial or personal details.
All right.
But I hope other companies could do the same.
Some really good advice there, Niamh. Thank you for joining us. Some other people saying actually Twitter can help. Banks on Twitter actually can respond in the evenings as well. That's Niamh Davenport, Head of Financial Crime with the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. Thank you.